Chapter 4. Man-sized dragons, emerald, black-tailed, dark-winged. They greeted Nath's descent with open maws filled with sharp teeth. Plummeting through the air, Nath didn't think. He reacted. He let go of the gnomes, crashed into one of the dragons, wrapped his arms around its neck, and squeezed. Its wings flapped vigorously, but not for long. Nath pinned them down with his legs. The emerald dragon's claws tore at him. They fell fast and hit hard. Deep into the water they sank, fighting. The dragon's tail coiled around his neck. It felt like an iron bar choking him. Nath continued squeezing its serpentine neck. It snapped at him, clawed at him as they sank deeper into the water. Nath sent his thoughts out to it.
I'm not giving in.
He didn't know if they registered or not, but the tail did not loosen. His arms didn't either. He was a dragon. His scales were steel. His muscles stronger than iron. He wrestled the dragon's neck into the nook of his arm and put everything he had into it.
It's me or you.
The dragon fought. Nath fought back.
You cannot win. I'm Nath's dragon.
There was no give in the dragon. It was proud, devoted. Its tail flexed and tried to pull Nath's head from his shoulders. It made him mad. He summoned his strength and wrenched its neck. The great green lizard went limp. Nath released it and watched it sink to the bottom, its beautiful form coming to rest on the river's floor. Lungs burning, he swam for the surface and emerged, gasping for air. Treading water and spinning around, he spied the gnomes, who were paddling their way toward the bank with a poor effort. They screamed back and forth at one another.
Great dragons!
The other emerald dragon slithered through the waters like a great snake, quick after the gnomes. Nath yelled and waved his arm over his head.
Over here! Over here!
The dragon's neck snaked around, and evil, intelligent eyes glared back into Nath's. It went back and forth between him and the gnomes for only a moment, before gliding after the gnomes.
No!
Nath swam, arms churning like paddles as fast as he could. He cut the distance in half while the gnomes scrambled up on the sandy riverbank, coughing and wheezing. One helped another and cried for the last to hurry along. The dragon closed in on the last gnome in the water, and like a snake, it struck. Its jaws clamped down on the gnome's leg and pulled it underneath the waters in a violent surge. All the gnomes screamed in horror. Nath filled his lungs full of air and plunged into the waters. In seconds, he made out the shape of the dragon. The deeper he swam, the more he saw.
Swim faster.
He pulled Dragonclaw out of Fang's hilt and closed in. He could see the gnome's stubby fingers clawing for the surface, its little leg pinched between the dragon's jaws. Nath reached out and locked one paw around the dragon's arm, and with the other, he struck. Dragonclaw's glowing tip went deep, straight into the head of the dragon beast. The fire in its eyes extinguished, and its jaw went slack.
Hurry!
He scooped the unmoving gnome up in his arms and swam for the surface. Seconds later, he carried the gnome's limp form onto the riverbank, where the gnomes waited with tender looks on their faces, one and all. They pushed Nath away and huddled around their friend. The throng of small river-soaked bodies started to chant and sway. Moments later, Snargle stepped away with his head down.
Flaplin is gone.
I'm sorry,
Nath said.
I tried.
You hurried us from our home and into death,
Snargle said, balling up his fists.
You failed yourself. You failed us all. Most of all, Flaplin.
Sorry,
Nath said, raising his eyes to the sky. He could see more dragons perched in the floating city's tower above. The shadow of the great city sent a chill through him.
We must go.
Go? We must have a burial. Rescue, murderer.
There's no time for a burial,
Nath said.
I'll carry Flaplin. We can bury him later.
He moved toward the fallen body that lay still on the ground. The gnome's small form was like that of a child. Nath felt sadness run through him. He started to stoop down, but the gnomes stopped him.
We'll carry our own dead,
one said.
Rescue, murderer. Be on with you now,
said another.
Go away.
Rescue, murderer.
Safer with dragons we were.
The lurker was safer, too.
The comment stung, bit. But Nath didn't have time for any of it. He didn't have time to explain himself, and it wasn't surprising that the gnomes didn't see the truth of it. They'd gotten settled in their jackside home. He turned and faced Snargle.
I know this is hard, but it's going to be much harder if you don't come with me.
Are you going to snatch me up like a child again?
Nath's golden eyes flared. Smoke rolled from his nose.
All right,
Snargle said, eyeing the city in the sky. His ancient eyes narrowed a little.
We'll go with you then.
Good.
Nath led them along the riverbank for about a half mile, keeping his eyes on the city behind him. The dragons remained still as gargoyles in their perches, not a wing in the sky. His mind raced, wondering why they didn't come. What were they waiting for? He glanced back at the gnomes. Four of them carried one dead friend. All of their faces were dour. It left a guilty feeling in him. But he hadn't invaded the city to make friends. He had done it to put an end to the jackside mining that allowed the clerics of Barnabas to control the dragons, and to save Bezog from Otterbone's spell.
My friend had better be in good order.
He pushed his way up the riverbank, through the clinging briars and into the forest. The frozen stares of the dragons were now gone from his mind. He focused on catching up with Bezog, Brenwar, and Ben. 100 yards deep in the forest, he pushed through the foliage and into a grove of pines. He came to a stop. The ground rumbled beneath his feet.
What is it?
Snargle said, squinting his eyes in the growing darkness.
Why did we stop?
Shh, Nath said, staying the gnomes with his hand. He kneeled and put his palm on the ground. His nostrils flared. A moment later, birds exploded from the tree and the forest shook. Ear-shattering roars filled the valley like thunder. Nath shrank back. The gnomes fell to their knees, quivering.
What in Nelzebor was that?
Snargle said.
Dragons,
Nath said, unsheathing Fang.
Bold dragons.